All right, we're back here on the game. Rex Sutler's going to join us at 5:10. We've got some K-State football for you at 5:25. A national pundit with some nice things to say about the Cats in 2017. Okay, this is an idea that I want to test out for a segment this summer. And hopefully, eventually, we'll get a nice sparkly intro, a little production value added to it. But I've always told people that Mitch Fortner knows more about wrestling than I know about anything. And I believe that to be pretty accurate. I mean, the one thing I would say is, like, Snyder era Big 12 or K-State football, I might be on somewhat equal ground there, but even then, I really don't know. So I thought, hey, this summer, we do have this niche audience that loves the wrestling talk. I really don't know anything about it, certainly not historically. Why not just take like a minute every now and then at the end of an hour, give Mitch just a random wrestling either event or topic, and just see if off the top of his head he can go on and give us a nice synopsis of it in a minute. He has no idea what we're about to ask him about.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous about that, honestly.
He dressed for the occasion, though.
Well, he's always wearing WrestleMania shirts.
Just a coincidence.
He has like 100 WrestleMania shirts. I always see wrestling gear. Okay, so you ready? Oh, also, first things first. If we could get... We're trying to come up with a name for it, too. I thought Inside the Fort, like inside Mitch's mind.
Storm the Fort. I like Storm the Fort better.
Storm the Fort's not bad. That makes me feel, though, like we're intruding into
his
mind.
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
I'm just trying to go into his mind, not forcefully, though. I'm not trying to force my way out there. All right, let's make sure Mitch has time for this. So, your topic today, Mitch...
Yes.
Nice.
I gotta get myself pumped.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Your topic today, WrestleMania 27.
WrestleMania 27. That was main evented with John Cena and The Miz, which The Miz actually won the main event with The Rock's help, giving John Cena a rock bottom. That match should be restarted. Both those guys actually got concussions in those matches. Match of the night was Triple H and The Undertaker. Undertaker won to move on to 28-0 for his WrestleMania record. No, that might be wrong. 28-0, something like that. But I don't know. There's not a whole lot else to say.
That is not exactly bad. I mean, it just rattled off like all the main details.
It was in Atlanta, Georgia, the Georgia Dome, which set attendance record for the Georgia Dome.
Well, you know what how I found this? I was like, I don't want to give him off the bat here one of the real great classic WrestleManias that a lot of people would know about. So I literally Google searched worst WrestleManias of all time.
And I don't know why I said 28-0. That's obviously wrong. I was thinking 18-0.
Okay, well, this came up as the number two worst WrestleMania of all time. And there was some...
Probably because The Miz beat John Cena.
Well, you know what? Haters gonna hate, all right? The Miz is great.
And I'm glad you picked WrestleMania 27 because I was sitting fifth row for that event.
Well, there was some conspiracy theory on there about how they thought that Vince McMahon purposely made it bad because it was in Atlanta and he wanted to stick it to Ted Turner.
To WCW. Yeah. I get it, but... I still don't believe that's true.
You're not buying into that.
It really wasn't that good. It really wasn't. The Rock was the big deal about that, and that was all the hype. Triple H and Taker was pretty good, but it still wasn't. I mean, maybe it was a top 10 Taker match, but it was okay.
So we were at, what was this year's, 33?
33, yes.
So that we're talking about 6 years ago. All right.
I've been given parameters on this segment moving forward that I have to do anything. I can't go before 1993. I can't go pre-93.
Reason is because I started watching wrestling, WCW, when I was three, and I can still remember some of those events, but that's when I started watching, so I feel that's fair.
Well, that was an impressive debut. Maybe I'm the only one that's that impressed. Tyler didn't seem as impressed.
No, I am. I think we should keep that as the bed music for the segment. I think that was pretty good.
Okay. We need an intro, though. We need to get our buddy Crowley on that or something, see if he can help me out. Hour two of the show, Mitch does have Jabroni of the Week as well at 5:50, by the way. We held that off for today because of the half-hour show yesterday. K-State football talk at 5:25 from a national pundit who had some great things to say about the Cats in 2017. But when we come back to start hour two, no matter how negative you've been about the Royals, you just can't listen to Rex Hudler without cheering up about it. So we'll do that next.